What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
All right, folks, back on the Boss Man Show, friend of the show, Coach Aaron Fern, the Charlotte 49ers out of the American Conference, doing great right now, 13-9 on the year, 9-4, 7-2 in conference play. It was very important. Coach Fern, what's up, man? How
are things up
in cold Charlotte, man?
Oh, yeah, it's been an interesting weekend. Record amounts of snow and basically stuck in the house for 2 days. Timing was pretty good. Guys got a couple of days off, so we're back practicing today, getting ready for Wichita State on Wednesday.
No doubt. When Coach Maskis, man, you all had a non-conference schedule that was very competitive. Talk about how it really helped you all, set you up for this run in the American Conference, which is tough from top to bottom, as you know. But scheduling these games non-conference-wise kind of test you for this. How cool is it being to see your guys come out of it and really play well in American Conference play, man?
Yeah, I mean, it's a good question. I mean, it was very, very challenging. I mean, we played some really good teams and never felt like we ever had just a break, just to try and, you know, get ourselves together and, you know, feel good about ourselves. It was like every game was a grind. And it was tough on the coaches. It was tough on the players. But to their credit, I mean, they battled through it. You know, we talked culturally, like what we've got to, you know, what we're trying to become. And we're still trying to become what we want to be. But yeah, it was good. It was competitive. We learned a lot of hard lessons, because when you get into American Conference play, I mean, it's every night's difficult. I mean, look at the results this past weekend. A lot of them that you don't think are going to go that way, they do go that way. And at the end of the day, you just got to worry about the team that's in front of you and really focus into them and respect every single team in this league, which we definitely do that.
Coach Fern, talk about getting guys to buy into the process of getting better every day, being an everyday guy, you know, still trying to go 1-0 every day. Like, because that's really what's my next game is what's most important game of the season is what we have next. And trying to have that mindset to keep getting better and want to get better and trying to find ways to improve on that basis daily and hourly as well.
I know. You're exactly right. We talk about stacking days here. That's what we do. You know, the most important thing is today. Get your extra work in, you know, get with our development coaches. They'll do a bunch of that this morning. And then we get to practice and we talk about stacking days. And for a lot of these guys, they haven't played at this level. They haven't won a lot of basketball. So what does winning take? You know, what kind of habits do you need to display every day to win? And a lot of them are learning that, have got a lot better with it. I'm on them every day about it. You know, every drill we do from the start of practice to the end of it, you got to stack and be better than you were the day before or the time before we did what we did. And they're doing that, which is great to see. And, you know, I think we're able to build better habits and better consistency.
Learning to win these close clutch games and clutch time games. You've had a lot of those this year. So, because we both know you can do it in practice all you want to simulate it, but it's not the same when you have referees and another color in front of you. And your guys have played a lot of these close clutch time games. But how important is your guys to do this as going to February into March where games become more important and more consequential by the day?
Yeah. Yeah, I think it gets back to what I just said. I think stacking habits is important. And so part of that habit is when we do 5-on-0, when we practice situations at practice, and there's a lot, we do a lot of preparation for situational play, that you know the timing and the delivery of the pass and the screening angles and sprinting to spots to get shots off quickly. And but there's a lot of situational stuff defensively too, right? Like bending situations the right way and not going rogue, as we say. Having the discipline to defend within our system, and then, you know, don't be that guy that doesn't block out in big situations either. Yeah, so I think it just goes back to preparation. We do a lot of it, and yeah, and look, at the end of the day, you've got to have a bit of luck too. I get it. You know, you got to have a bit of luck when you're in these big situations, and we've had a bit of that. But at the end of the day, you want to put yourself in positions to have an opportunity to win close games, and the guys have been sensational with it. They work their butts off. They get after it every day. They really, really compete. I talk to them all the time. I don't ever want to question their competitive spirit. And to date, the guys have been sensational.
And a coach, I also want to talk about this for the listeners out here about how important it is for in this new world called basketball having to get on the same page. Because with the NIL involved and money and stuff like that, guys' egos can get out of control. And
For sure.
Watching your team, it seems like your team's on the same page. They love playing with each other. Watching them on when I watch the games on ESPN Plus, like, hey, I see some things where these guys are really connected. And it's hard in the world when you're trying to. You have to mind. So, talk about
It
the
is.
job your staff have just done to get these guys are connected. From what I see from the outside, look like that they're on point together, man.
I mean, you know, I coached in the pro world in Australia for a long time. So, look, I just kind of put it in boxes, you know, like the business start of it, the business part of it's done during, you know, during the transfer portal. You negotiate contracts, all those types of things, and that side of it's done, right? And then, okay, now there's the next part. Well, you need to work really hard. And I am not giving anybody, you know, I'm not telling anybody that they're coming in here and they're going to be this and they're going to be that. Like, you've got to earn it and you've got to keep it. There are guys here that have put a heck of a lot of work in that are getting rewarded for their hard work. And have been very disciplined and been very coachable. And, you know, we talk about you never arrive. And so you got to keep working every day. And at the end of the day, I don't care if you're a freshman, a fifth year guy, a guy that's played overseas and played in some pro leagues, or you're somebody that was a dude at their last school. And that has nothing to do with this program. You've got to come in here and establish the behaviors that we expect in our program and stack days every day. And if you do that, then you'll be rewarded. And those guys that are doing what they're doing right now are getting rewarded for that.
And also, you have a good thing with your guys sharing the ball, multiple guys in double figures, and talk about the assumptions on your team and actually trying to get your team from good to great, actually. Not taking because a good shot, but I get a better shot. So maybe we want like that extra pass and get guys in their right spots where their hot zones are and analytically, and that's where you can be most efficient.
No doubt. We break all that stuff down to see, you know, and look, this stuff just takes time too. You know, you just got to go through it a little bit and figure out who wants the moment, who doesn't want the moment. You know, who runs away from the ball, who wants the big moment, like all that stuff you just figure out with your group as you work through it. Because you can't fake it, it's real. You know, those situations are real. And but that's the fun part of it. You know, like a guy cutting in a big moment to make a shot is no more important than a guy that has to set a great screen at that last point to get that guy open. Like that stuff's important. We had an unbelievable screen set the other day at Temple on a sideline out of bounds play that, you know, got Arden Conyers open. You know, Kyle Blackman set an unbelievable screen on the baseline that got him open, and he doesn't get that shot if that screen's not set. You know, those little things a lot of people don't see. They just see the big shot, but you know, as coaches, we see the pass and the screen and all that type of stuff. So, yeah, big moments need to make big plays.
And you're shooting very well too from three, over 36% from 3-point range. And talk about how important it is to be able to spread the floor out, make defenses be in conflict. Do I close out hard to them or do I not? So I'll tell you, you're shooting very ball very well. It opens up drive lanes for you, creates the double gaps for you. Let's talk about how good the shooting is. It's really going to help you down the stretch here.
Yeah, I mean, if you honestly asked me earlier in the year, I probably questioned how well were we going to shoot the ball. I got to give a lot of credit to our coaching staff here. They put a heck of a lot of work into our player development here. And, you know, some guys that have been good shooters or been average shooters have become way better shooters, more consistent. Teaching them what the right shots are to take, like you just said, you know, good shots to great shots. If we move the ball, which we do a good job of, we're going to create some good shots. But then it's that decision, well, can we make an extra one to make it a great shot? And the guys have been excellent with that. But, yeah, there's a lot of work that goes in that the guys that do behind the scenes are always in the gym, repping it out and repping it out the right way, cutting hard, getting shots off quick, getting your footwork right, you know, getting your balance right. You know, we do a lot of work with that, and you can see the results.
No doubt. And also something you're doing very well is rebounding the basketball. And what's really important is that possession game, because, you know, you get more possessions, you get more opportunity to make shots. Talk about defensively having your guards hit people and be involved in that process, defensively rebounding the ball, offensively getting extra possessions, getting extra shots. Some also, you know, I both know, you get off the rebound, like you're going to get an open three on the back end for the most part. Everybody be collapsed inside. So talk about how important that owning the glass is for you guys.
Yeah, I mean, we've obviously got a big guy inside that's really hard to keep off the glass, and he does an awesome job with that. You know, we attack the offensive glass for sure. I think if we want to take another step, we've got to be a better defensive rebounding team, you know, just being real physical in that part, because the day and age of basketball these days is people attack the offensive glass really hard, and it ends up being a very physical part of the game. And you got to be willing to put your body on the line and hit people and keep moving your feet and then go get the ball. So, yeah, I mean, we've been pretty good there. You know, when you get into conference play, it's different because every team's big, athletic, physical, competitive. So, yeah, if we can improve a little bit in that space and we can, you know, keep getting better as a team.
And doing a good job of limiting the ball turnovers, limiting the turnovers on the 12 a game. And how important it is to limit, especially these live ball turnovers. You can't defend the turnovers for the most part. So how important is it for your team really to value that basketball and not having those live balls, man? Because those are killers.
Yeah, I think it comes back to preparation too. You know, we do a lot of 5-on-0. You know, our scout team's excellent. They put a lot of pressure on our guys to execute every day. You know, I think it's just understanding your game and what you can do. I think B, it's understanding our system and where guys are meant to be. I think that stuff all contributes to taking care of the ball. And, you know, for the most part, this group's been really good.
And I know you have a game against Wichita State here. Talk about the job that you see Paul Mills is doing and see what he's doing on film for you guys. It's really going to be a challenge for you guys going out there to play those guys in their arena this week.
Yeah, I mean, I hope it's an awesome environment in there. I think Coach Mills does an awesome job. Team's really talented. They play really hard, really physical, get on the glass. You know, they've got some dynamic scoring on the perimeter. They've got some real, you know, big, strong guys around the rim. You know, they run good stuff. I mean, they're good. I mean, they've had some really good wins this year, and we know it's going to be a big challenge on Wednesday to go out there and get them. We had an unbelievably crazy game here at home when we beat them in double overtime here, and they played really well here. So we know we're going to have to be better than what we were when we played them here, and but. That's what this time of the year is about. This is when you start really figuring out, you know, what you really are, and it's just trying to get a little bit sharper. And, but you know, got to keep improving. Just every day, a little bit more every day.
I hear that, Coach. Coach Fern, good to have you on the show again, man. I hope we're talking again in March after you win the American tournament, man. So we talking again.
I mean, we'll give it a go. You know, this league's super competitive. I mean, man, you could be sitting in first place one week and you could be sitting in sixth the next, you know, like, yeah, every day is important right now for every team, and we're no different.
I hear that, Coach. Best of luck to you, man. Appreciate the time as always, man. And keep on touch. Keep up going to them 49ers, buddy.
No, I appreciate having me on.
Anytime. Appreciate you, man.
All right, mate.
BS3 Network. Changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network. Changing the way you watch TV. Covering content and hot topics from A to Z. Sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews. You name it, we have it. Check it out on BS3Network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or Spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.